It was a sharply lower session on Wall Street where we had a lot of aggressive selling that was mostly tied to macro conditions. Very aggressive commentary from the Fed, but also a lot of interesting individual stories. One we're about to talk about at Facebook or Meta, and also at Apple, with that stock down nearly 5%. And often we can say that as Apple goes, so goes the NASDAQ and the broader indexes. Well, let's take a look at this Meta story, though. The CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, outlining plans to reorganize the company, reorganize teams, and reduce the headcount for the first time ever. And joining us to discuss this is Sarah Friar, Bloomberg News Big Tech team leader. So this is a big story, first time since 2004, I guess, to see this sort of restructuring. It also has some big implications about advertising revenue growth. Maybe save that for a moment and just walk us through, if you could, Sarah, how they're going to do this. Is this through people leaving and not being replaced, or will they actually lay off people?
Well, I think it's a little bit the same thing. Basically, what they're saying is that teams across the board at Meta are going to have their budgets reduced. And how the teams manage that is going to be up to them. But they are going to rely, as you said, on attrition. If people leave their jobs, they may not fill those roles. And overall, they do expect to be a smaller company by the end of 2023. And this is significant because, as you noted, Meta, for its entire history, has been growing and growing and growing, using its advertising business, which essentially prints cash, to fund these grand visions like growing into the metaverse, which is Mark Zuckerberg's idea of how we'll all be hanging out in virtual reality in the future. Now, that gets a lot harder when a few factors come into account, namely the economy is slowing, so advertisers are spending less. There have been some privacy restrictions by Apple Inc. on iPhones that make it harder for Meta to target advertising effectively. And people are being drawn away from Facebook and Instagram to new products like TikTok. So you have this set of factors that make it difficult for this company to grow revenue in the way that they used to grow. Plus, they're spending billions on this metaverse vision that is unlikely to contribute to the bottom line for years.
Now, if ever. During the first quarter earnings call, Meta said that annual expenses would be roughly $3 billion lower than initially projected. And what was the reading from that?
Well, the reading from that was that, you know, they were being responsible. Investors were pleased to hear that. Now it's a little different. I mean, I think with this announcement, we're seeing an era of a lot of limited opportunities for Meta. They don't really have a backup plan for the way their business is working right now. They need to grow advertising revenue, but their legacy services are not adding users the way they used to. They need to come up with their next big business model after advertising, but things like e-commerce haven't worked, and they haven't come up with a new blockbuster idea. They basically acquired their big growth areas like Instagram and WhatsApp, and they can't make a major acquisition like that again because of antitrust pressure. So they're really in a tough spot here, and they've lost more than half of their value this year. It is a sort of an existential moment for this company, and it's not surprising that they're going to have to cut costs, but yeah, how they recover from it is going to be what's worth watching.
Well, it's a tough period of time, for sure. I mean, other companies also reducing headcount and struggling with how to get leaner going into the next year. Out of time now, Sarah, but thanks very much for joining us. Sarah Friar, Bloomberg News Big Tech team leader.